The Senate will please come to order, and the clerk will please call the roll.
Atkinson, Bates, Fire, Brown, Brown, Burdick, Burdick, Carter, Deckard, Deckard, Devlin, Devlin, Ferrioli, George, George, Gordley, Johnson, Cruz, Cruz, Metzger, Montes Anderson, Morissette, Morse, Morse, Nelson, Nelson, Przanski, Przanski, Ringo, Ringo, Schrader, Shields, Star B, Star C, Berger, Walker, Walker, Westland, Whitsitt, Winters, President Courtney.
He's here. We need five senators. Five senators, please. We're looking for three state senators, please. Three state senators, please report to the floor.
Nice purple, Jenny.
Two. One. Where's Cruz? We there? One more, Senator, please. The floor, please. Quorum being present, We will post the colors, and Senator Jeff Cruz will lead us in the pledge. Today, Senator Margaret Carter.
You may be seated. Prayer today comes from a Dr. Howard Thurman, theologian, philosopher, mystic, preacher, who converted Dr. Martin Luther King during his lifetime, who carried this book in his briefcase all of his time on this earth. Dr. Thurman's concept is of centering down, the process of bringing oneself to the state of serenity that would permit one to gain insight for the purpose of drawing closer to God. He says how good it is to center down, to sit quietly and see oneself pass by. The streets of our minds seethe with endless traffic. Our spirits resound with clashings, with noisy silences, while something deep within hungers and thirsts for the still moment and the resting lull. With full intensity, he says, we seek, ere the quiet passes, a fresh sense of order in our living, a direction, a strong purpose that will structure our confusion and bring meaning in our chaos. I say to you today, colleagues, that as we do our work here on this floor, that our minds will center upon the goodness of the people for which we serve, in the goodness of our own minds, to help our fellow man, and to be a government truly of the people with a satisfied heart. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator Carter. I now want to recognize Senator Ted Farrioli.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, on behalf of Wes and Meg Tucker of Madras, I would like to request that the members of this body stand and offer a moment of silence for Private First Class Thomas Tucker, who passed in Iraq defending the freedom and liberty of all of the citizens of Oregon and of the United States.
Thank you, Senator Farrioli. Our condolences and sympathies go out to the Tucker family as they deal with the incredible cost, the loss of their son, as Senator Farrioli said, in Iraq, in defense of our country. The loss of a child is most difficult. We're now officially under courtesies. I do, if you allow me quickly, on the side aisle is a delegation from China, from several numerous great government agencies, institutions, particularly many cities and counties and provinces. They are here in a collaborative agreement with Western Oregon University to provide our educational institution the opportunity to share resources, develop joint programs, and many other opportunities. They've been here since Monday. They are residing in the residence halls at Western. They are attending work sessions there in finance and economics. Each individual is a accountant, a CPA, as well as a financial officer in counties and cities and provinces in China. It is the first visit ever for these fine young men and women. They most recently completed a class in Hearing Room 50 today where representatives of the Association of Oregon Counties and League of Oregon Cities presented. And I think they're having a great time. I'd like to extend the courtesies of the Oregon State Senate to each and every one of you. We're honored that you came to our country. We're honored that you came to our state. Now, I understand that I am to put us at ease. I'm going to have a little gift being presented. Is that correct, the Secretary? All right, just one second, please. My fellow senators, we are continuing on our courtesies. Are there any courtesies? Yes, Senator Betsy Johnson, please.
Mr. President, colleagues, I would ask you to extend courtesies of the Senate to Anne Marie Housley, who was committee staff for the Subcommittee on General Government last session and is going to be joining my staff next session. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator Johnson. Anne Marie, we're very pleased you're here. We're very happy you're on the Senate floor during our executive appointment sessions as we begin the second day in the summer. Senator Betsy Johnson's the best, and I know you'll work hard to help her, and she'll work hard to help you. Further courtesies? Yes, Senator Ted Ferrioli, please.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, I have the honor of announcing a new member of the Senate family, born to Mr. and Mrs. Rick Thomas. Blake Jackson Thomas was born June 22, 2006 at 10:06 a.m., Mother and baby are doing fine. Photo and statistics to follow.
Thank you, Senator. Senator, where was the birth, please, if I may ask, if I'm not too personal?
That is too personal, Mr. President.
Okay. Please, you know, I was just trying to be convivial. Please extend the courtesies of the Senate to Rick as well as his wife and the mother of the child and as well as to the child. And if you find out where the birth took place, I would like to know, even if it's too personal.
Mr. President, there will be a more formal announcement, but as the memorandum that I hold in my hand states, I am typing from my BlackBerry,
okay.
Rick Thomas. So
okay.
We'll get more information later. Thanks, Mr. President.
Thank you. Thank you. For the courtesies, okay. Remonstrances? Messages? Senate is in receipt of messages from the governor announcing appointments subject to confirmation by the Senate. If there is no objection, the Senate will dispense with reading the messages as all pertinent information is included in the Senate report, which has been placed on your desk. The messages in their entirety shall be recorded in the journal and is so ordered. Reports from standing committees. The Senate will dispense with reading reports from standing committees as committees' recommendations are included in the Senate report. Status report, excuse me. The reports shall be recorded in the journal and is so ordered. In accordance with Senate Interim Rule 209.40, consideration of appointments and reappointments that did not receive final action by the Interim Executive Appointments Committee is carried over to the next convening of the Senate. This action shall be recorded in the journal and is so ordered. Reports from the special committees, propositions and motions, actions on executive appointments requiring Senate confirmation. The procedure for today's action on executive appointments is as follows. The motion to suspend the rules and confirm en blanc will be made in order to consider multiple boards and commissions in order in one en blanc motion. Recognize Senator Dave Nelson.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that the rules be suspended and the Senate confirm and block the following appointments to their respective boards and commissions.
You would now please read those appointments and the respective board.
I would certainly be happy to do that. Commission for the Blind, Marianne Topoleski. Board of Boiler Rules, Bruce Fellows. Oregon Board of Dentistry, Patricia Parker. Employments Appeal Board, Eric Larson. Oregon Government Standards and Practice Commission, Jeffrey Jones. Health Service Commission, Bruce Abernathy. State Board of Higher Education, Dalton Miller Jones. Commission on Hispanic Affairs, Erlinda Gonzalez-Berry, Amber Ontoverius. Land Use Board of Appeals, Michael Holston. Trustees of the State Library, Mary Beth Pearl Gent. Long-Term Care Advisory Committee, Tina Ainsley. Oregon State Lottery Commission, William Ely. Board of Medical Examiners, Romero Groton. Oregon Health and Science University Board of Directors, Roman Hernandez. State Board of Pharmacy, Diana Pimlott. State Board of Psychologist Examiners, Susan Latham. Public Employees Benefit Board, Sue Nelson. Oregon Student Assistant Commission, Aaron Devaney. State Board of Tax Practitioners, Robert Elliott. Oregon Tourism Commission, Hank Hickox. Oregon Volunteers Commission for Voluntary Action and Services, Joseph Basler and Bandana Shrestha.
So Member Nelson moves that the rules be suspended and the Senate confirm en bloc the appointments to respective boards and commission as listed. Discussion, please. Senator Nelson?
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. We met last night until about 10 o'clock going through these folks and had very good discussions with them. All very qualified candidates, very earnest about their jobs, and I would recommend their passage as appointment to these various commissions.
Thank you, Senator Nelson. Is there further discussion of these appointments as listed and noted and discussed by Senator Nelson? Senator Nelson, do you wish to close?
No, sir.
The question is, shall the Senate suspend the rules and confirm en bloc the governor's appointments as listed? All those of the opinion that the appointment should be confirmed will answer aye as the names are called. Those opposed, no. Would the clerk please call the roll?
Atkinson? Bates? Beyer? Brown? Burdick? Carter? Deckard? Devlin? Ferrioli? George? Gordley? Johnson? Cruz? Metzger? Monis Anderson? Morissette? Morris? Nelson? Prozonsky? Ringo? Schrader? Shields? Star B? Star C? Berger? Walker? Westland? Whitsitt? Winters? President Courtney?
Yes.
On legislative business, Beyer, excused, George, Schrader, Shields, Winters, 25 aye votes.
The Senate has confirmed the governor's appointments. Recognize Senator Lori Monis Anderson, please.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that the rules be suspended and the Senate confirm in block the following appointments to the respective boards and commissioners. Appraiser Certification and Licensure Board, Craig Zell. Commission on Asian Affairs, Carol Suzuki. State Aviation Board, Christopher Corrich and R.P. Joe Smith. Commission for the Blind, Neil Clewer. Board of Boiler Rules, Dennis Copeland and Fred Widman. Building Code Structures Board, Bruce Dobbs. State Board of Chiropractic Examiners, George Siegfried. Electrical and Elevator Board, Thomas Ferries, Nolan Schefstad, and Wayne Salason. State Housing Council, Scott Cooper and Stuart Leibowitz. Trustees of the State Library, Douglas Henrich. Mechanical Board, Guy Sperb and Mike Thrapp. Board of Examiners of Nursing Home Administrators, George Girding and Rob Hayes. Oregon Health Sciences University Board of Directors, Catherine Smith. Outdoor Youth Program Advisory Board, Mona Treadway. State Board of Pharmacy, Bernie Foster. State Board of Psychologist Examiners, Benson Schaefer, Terrell Templeman, and Marianne Yelnoski. Residential Structures Board, Phil Damiano. Oregon Student Assistance Commission, Patrick Edvelson. Oregon Tourism Commission, David Tobey. And finally, TriMet Board, Sue Van Brocklin.
Senator Lori Monis Anderson moves that the rules be suspended and the Senate confirm en bloc the appointments to the respective boards and commission as listed. Senator Monis Anderson, discussion?
Mr. President and members, these are all the appearances were waived. They're all reappointments, and they will all continue to serve as ably as they have done up to now.
Thank you, Senator Montesanti. There's discussion. Senator Montesanti, do you wish to close? The question is, shall the Senate suspend the rules and confirm en bloc the governor's appointments as listed? All those in the opinion that the appointment should be confirmed will answer aye as their names are called. Those opposed, no. Will the clerk please call the roll?
Bates? Beyer? Brown? Burdick? Carter? Deckard? Devlin? Ferrioli? George? Gordley? Johnson? Cruz? Metzger? Montes Anderson? Morissette? Morse? Nelson? Prozanski? Ringo? Schrader? Shields? Star B? Star C? Berger? Walker? Westlin? Whitsitt? Winters? Atkinson? President Courtney?
Yes.
On legislative business, Beyer, excused, George, Schrader, Shields, Winters, 25 aye votes.
The Senate has confirmed the governor's appointments. Reading of the Senate petitions, memorials, and resolutions, on the business of the Senate has listed a list of the interim and statutory committee appointments that I have made has been distributed to members' chambers' desks. This list will be recorded in the journal and placed in the original documents file. It is so ordered. Announcements. My fellow senators, the good senator, Ted Ferrioli, as you know, talked about the loss of one of Oregon's warriors in the defense of our country. Oregon has also lost another warrior, and I would like to recognize Senator Kate Brown, please.
Thank you, Mr. President. Army Specialist Robert Jones from Milwaukee was killed in Iraq a few days ago. Jones, who was called Bobby, graduated from Rex Putnam High School in 2002. He joined the military in 2003 because he wanted to serve his country and get help paying for college. He was scared, but he wanted to stand up for his country, said his aunt, Gloria Rehart. He served with Company C of the Army's 40th Engineers Battalion. His service included stops in Germany and Kuwait. Could we please observe a moment of silence for Army Specialist Robert Jones?
Thank you. And I would hope that perhaps Senator Brown, Senator Perry, if you could pass on the condolences of the Senate to the Tucker family and Jones family that were officially recognized, ignited on the Senate chamber floors this day and this time, as these families grieve for the loss of their children, and we grieve for the loss of one of our warriors. If I might, sad and sober times, there is a positive thing, happier thing, and Senator Frank Morris, I hope, is listening. The Oregon State Beavers at 5 o'clock tonight will attempt to continue their great saga in the College World Series, and it has brought together Oregon, I think, in a way, and, I'm just amazed, and I would hope that, Senator Frank Morris, where's Senator Frank Morris? Why don't you come to your microphone and have something to say about the Beavers? I mean, the State University is in your Senate district, but you also, I hope, will say something, and then from there you'll make sure that you pass, somehow or other with your influence, you will make sure before the game begins tonight that you get a hold of the Beavers and somewhere or other tell them what took place on the floor today at about 3:20.
Well, thank you, Mr. President, for this opportunity impromptu to recognize a great school, a great team. And I think what they're representing, Oregon, and the attitude and the performance and the never say die, stay in there and succeed, is a tremendous boost to all of us, and I think particularly the young people of our state. When we see our sons out there performing, those are Oregonians, most of them. And the pitcher last night, it was his second start in college ball ever. And he threw a shutout for 6 2/3 innings. So let's root them on tonight. And, Mr. President, I appreciate this opportunity to speak to that issue. I don't know how I'm going to get a hold of them to wish them well, but we'll work on that. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator Frank Morris. Good luck to the Beavers tonight at 5 o'clock as they continue their great march on. If there's no other announcements, one last statement. I don't know one's listening, but without going into details, my fellow senators, there are members in our family here, and I realize this is campaign season, but we're still all state senators at this time. I think the Senate is a family. Some members of our family are suffering. They're bearing tremendous crosses as I speak. And you know, a card, a kind word, a phone call can mean a great deal. Again, we live in a political world, but we're still human beings first. It is a high honor to be in the state Senate. We are all state senators at this time. So please, your thoughts and prayers and your actions, remember your fellow senators, as some of them carry heavy crosses as we speak here today. If there are no further announcements, without objection, the Senate is adjourned until the call of the President. Excuse me. Well, there it goes. You know, just a dramatic closure, and there it goes. Senator Kate Brown, please.
Thank you, Mr. President. Just want to remind Senate Democrats that we'll be caucusing immediately in our caucus room following floor session.
Thank you, Senator Brown. If there's no further announcements, without objection, the Senate is adjourned until the call of the President.